This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The sixth and the seventh round picks, if you can get a guy who's, let's just say, 28 or below and has been serviceable in the league at a position that you think you could use a little punching up at, oh, by all means, move those picks along and go get that guy if that presents itself.
Yeah, I let me ask both of you guys, have you looked at a lot of mock drafts going into this thing? I love looking at mock drafts. I'm normally into it, but this year I've just not looked at all.
First-round picks. You want to know the truth? I've looked at first-round picks based on curiosity about quarterbacks. That's what it is.
Yeah, I look at positional stuff like that. But I'm telling you, I'm not – when the Browns aren't in the first round
– well, it's boring.
I have no engagement other than, okay, well, let's see what happens to some of the Buckeyes and – who are the top picks in this draft?
I want to see where the quarterbacks spill and what teams might trade up to get quarterbacks and what exorbitant price they might pay to do that.
Because you want to make sure you get the right player in your dynasty league. Say it.
It's certainly a factor.
Sure.
But I also think it's the key thing in happening in the National Football League. You know, quarterback, that's what it's all about. Right?
Sure.
So there it is.
I was going to say, the only ones I've looked at, I look at Peter Schrager's, Daniel Jeremiah's, Dane Brugler. Those are the ones I've looked at.
I look at everybody on NFL.com. They post that I'm reading it.
See, I think CBS does a fantastic job with that. I mean, every year you're in there for Ryan Wilson and Chris Tapasso.
Those guys kill it too. I mean, it's just one of those, like, those are the ones this year that I've like, okay, you know, oh, hey, Peter Schrager has his mock draft out. Okay, let's take a look.
But Pete Briscoe.
Don't you just, at least I do. I just look. I don't hold anybody accountable.
No, we never do.
I'm just looking for concepts of where guys might fall and what teams might be doing what and everything else. It's truly that simple.
Let's be honest. This is our chance for sports guys to be weather guys, right?
Yeah, where
it doesn't matter.
You can make predictions.
You know,
all day
there's
long,
a good storm coming through. That's Caleb Williams.
If you're wrong, that's
Jaden Daniels. You know what's going on there.
That's very true.
See a little storm over there. Marvin Harrison. Where's he going? Yeah.
Sometimes those other people are right, though, and they're very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, we all look. We all want to know what to wear to work the next day. That's why. Let's be honest. Let's be super honest about it. We want to know what to wear.
Several years ago, Andy, when I was watching, because there was a storm coming in, we'll get right back to football. When I was watching weather coverage and Betsy Kling at Channel 3 pointed to my house on the radar.
Did she say your name?
I thought, okay. Kids were going downstairs. And I'm not kidding. So, hey, like the draft, sometimes these guys are right on the money. You never know. The one thing that was interesting about today, because the draft is not as important for the Browns as it's been in the past. How's that? Okay. No first round pick. Just the second and the third. Heck, they don't even have a fourth. So, with all that, Andrew Berry was asked a lot of questions about guys who are here. And the Deshaun Watson is clearly the guy that matters most in this situation. As we know, he's coming back from his surgery. And we heard Kevin Stefanski earlier in the week. We heard Deshaun earlier in the week. And our reactions after hearing them, it was like, okay, well, kind of sounds like they're thinking about coming back to start the season. And that could be okay. And there's no timetable set. And the Dr. Ella Trosh, wants to be very conservative.
Man, I can't believe he is not getting a lot of appointments from Northeast Ohio as many times as people have said his name.
Yeah, I know. And now we all know how to pronounce it. And he's conservative in the approach, and Deshaun wants to do more. Well, here's what Andrew Berry said about Deshaun, his surgery, his recovery. Okay, that's good.
Optimism well, he's throwing, is good. Right? He's throwing. That's important. They're happy. He said they're happy with the way he's rehabbing. That's important.
Didn't they, without any time frame mentioned there, did that give you the impression that they think he's going to be ready to go? I'm going there. Until they tell me he's not ready to start the season, I'm going that he's the week one starter.
I'm
going to
be a pessimist on this. When they tell me he's the week one starter, I'll believe it.
All right. I'm just assuming he's the guy.
I mean, how many games did we go into where somebody was probably hurt and they were like, it's plantar fasciitis.
I'm just assuming he's good to go. All right.
And I'll ride the fence just to be obnoxious.
Okay, good. Way to go out on a limb, Dan.
Way to go, Cartman.
Well, the key is we got to, we got to even everything out. We got to make it even.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, when they tell me he's starting the first game, I'll believe it, and I'll be excited about it.
That's really well said by you. Though, you don't have to go into the draft looking for a quarterback. You've collected 17 of them in the offseason, so you're good to go there.
Are you breaking away from your own philosophy that if the best player available is a quarterback, why wouldn't you take him?
I'm not taking him.
We look at the draft as an expansion. So those are the exact words. Like, we're an expansion team.
Can I?
So if you're going to live by those words, wouldn't you die by those words too? That if the best player available is a quarterback, you would draft a quarterback.
Let me just.
In the second round.
Okay. Let me give you a hypothetical.
Sure.
There's a guy in the drafted quarterback who's at one point was more highly thought of. Spencer Rattler.
Oh.
From Spencer. South Carolina.
Okay.
Okay. Not expected to be a first round draft choice. That's a guy who could slide. If he's there at 54, you would take him? If he's the best player on your board?
Me? No. I am not taking a quarterback.
There you go. Thank you.
The philosophy of the organization says different. The philosophy of the organization is we pretend like we're an expansion team. Well, if you're an expansion team and the quarterback is the best player available, you're going to take him? I don't think they should. I think I'm out of my mind even talking about this. But if you hold them to their word, if that was the case, although there's just no way a quarterback's going to be the best player available at 54.
Why
shouldn't
not?
Be. You're going to tell me that there's going to be a position where there's going to be a really, really good player who hasn't been selected yet.
And it's because
they're deep in a different position, or maybe the position's getting overlooked. Like, Jeff, linebacker and running back, to me, seem like the ideal place there. You may be the second best running back in the league, third best running back. Let me just look through one mock and see how many linebackers I see in that.
How about this? With that second round pick,
that would be none.
You conceivably could get the third best running back in the draft. Would you do that? I mean, that's where Andrew Berry has decisions to make.
Jeff, I'm looking through two. I'm looking through Chris Trapasso and Ryan Wilson, and in neither one of theirs do they have a linebacker selected in the first round. Neither one.
Do either one of them have a running back? Like Jonathan Brooks, maybe going to Dallas. That's one thing that I've seen in mock drafts all over the place.
I don't even see a running back.
All right, I'll be the jerk that says it then.
Sure.
My quarterback is coming off of a glenoid injury that also involved
glenoid. By the way, that's a new word we all learned, and now we all use it.
Yes, and we're going to use it casually so that we sound smart.
Is that like a solenoid?
I have no idea. But anyway,
glenoid, wasn't that in Glengarry, Glen Ross?
No, that was.
It sounds like a glenoid. Street in Cleveland Heights to me, if you ask.
So anyway, he's got a coming off of that injury. Had a partially torn labrum that was involved in there as well. That had to have some kind of surgery.
By the way, we have half of the morning show in the studio right now just hanging out with us.
Hi,
Mitch. Hi, Owen.
Good to see you guys.
This is a surgery that typically goes to pitchers. We had to go see the premier Tommy John doctor now that Dr. James Andrews has retired.
And there's no idea of how that injury is going to react if somebody bashes that injury. which doesn't happen in baseball.
Isn't there
often.
Anybody in baseball that's just willing to take one for the Browns, take one for the team, let some
just 300 roll them out there,
like, let some 300 pound
send
plus.
Them to the send them yeah. to another combine and let them take some right. hits.
Oh, wait a minute, you didn't declare that you were going to be in the stretch. Oh, boom.
We'll get that's Albert a, Bell to go light up whoever this is, like it was Fernando Vina, and then we can figure it out from there,
there
and see
is.
If it works. So, but here's the thing. So let's lay this all out on the table, okay? When he was in the game, he was 2.5, 3.5 good games out of X amount of games that he's been here through the suspension and all that stuff, right? I feel pretty confident in saying I think.
Are you about to say that if the best player on the board at 54 is a quarterback, you better take him if you're the Browns?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say?
I mean, guys, right
if
now.
Are, just say it.
Because right now we are living in a world of hope. And hope is a good thing, sometimes the best of things, and no good thing ever dies, but hope's not a sure thing.
I'm sorry, our backup quarterback led the National Football League in passing yards.
And then got LASIK. Let's not forget the fact that he got LASIK surgery.
Which means all those interceptions, they're not going to happen anymore.
All I'm
because
saying
now he can see.
Is if the best player on the board is a quarterback, I don't think it's the worst idea if the Browns take that pick.
And you know why? Because you could actually trade Tyler Huntley.
Uh-huh.
You could actually trade DTR.
Uh-huh.
You could actually trade Jameis if you decided to do that and make Tyler Huntley your backup quarterback.
And I'm not saying that because I think Deshaun Watson stinks or he's never going to be the same or anything like that. What I'm saying is right now we are holding our hands on a lot of hope. And hope is a great thing.
Easy.
But hope isn't a sure thing.
I wonder if Stephen King actually wrote those words, if they were just in the script for the movie.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
How is it going to play when Deshaun Watson is sitting there and then fans are screaming, put J.J. McCarthy in, put Michael Penix in, put Bo Nix in?
Oh, they're not dropping.
If you give a flying about what people are screaming in your stadium, you have more problems than you need to worry about.
Is that
about.
True? Okay. And Nick Chubb, is this guy somebody who should be counted on week 5? Andrew Berry's thoughts on Nick's recovery, next on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.